Oh, I recognize that face. You're in trouble, aren't you? Well, I'll take you out to the Outer Rim, but I don't think it's going to do you much good. Why? Well, there's a new bounty hunting group. You haven't heard?
There's a two-faced Twi'lek and a pugilist droid. If I were you, I'd do my best to avoid the Salonian captain and the Gandroid tech. Better watch your back or you're gonna get wrecked. The riding on the sky on fire. Heading to the edge of the Empire. Your number's up and now you gotta pay. Running from the heroes of the Hadean way.
Previously on Heroes of the Hadean Way, the crew followed a lead into the Blackwind crater where they accidentally unearthed a Nuno, a massive carnivorous crustacean, that pursued them through the jungle. When fleeing failed, they turned and faced the creature, toe to pincer, and threw everything they could at it, including three-quarters of the party. Two foam grenades to the mouth and a blast from the crate's breath to set them alight eventually scared the beast off, which left an exhausted, battered party behind. But they were far from alone. Four mysterious soldiers appeared from the foliage. But are they friend or foe? Find out on this week's episode, Fortunes and Embers.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hadean Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures set in the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line. Our current adventure is Mask of the Pirate Queen, and this is Act 1, Episode 10. I am Ben, the GM for this adventure.
The scan's name is Cav. Cav is a droid tech. A very woozy droid tech. Who is getting slightly better at shooting blasters of late?
I'm Barrowin. I'm very sore. And, out of foam grenades. Hope we don't need any more foam grenades.
I am Billy, and I seem to have developed some bad connections in my torso. But I believe I will be easily mended.
Cav can take care of that when Cav is conscious again. Blah.
Is that a normal noise for a Gan to make?
I've heard Kevin make it before.
If this were a visual medium, Vastrano would just be running to that. Yes. I am Vastrano, and I am very glad that creature is gone. We will get you some more foam grenades. You made excellent, excellent work of them, Captain. Good job.
Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, nobody congratulates the droid. Good job punching it in the eye. Nobody cares.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, it didn't actually happen because Billy wouldn't say that. Unless Billy actually developed a split personality. Because
yeah, that's the result of this discouraging wound.
I don't know. Billy's been getting snarkier.
But she's so polite about it.
To learn more about our characters, we get one hero to ask another question. Today, it is Vastrano's turn to ask.
Oh. Goodness gracious, Captain Barrowin, I realized that since I sort of jumped aboard the ship rather quickly, I didn't get an accurate medical record on anybody except for Cav. And I would be remiss if I hadn't got yours. Could you take a moment to tell me any interesting injuries that you've had in the past or other relevant medical history?
Well, for one thing, the only person that has a medical record on the ship is Cav. Mostly as a way to remind Cav what happens when Cav does certain things. But let's see. Me. Well, shortly before you came on board, I nearly had my hand cut off by a madman with an axe. It's fine. The grapnel harpoon took most of it. I've been shot multiple times. Cav singed a lot of my fur off once. The burns were only relatively minor, but it was not an attractive look. What else? I have myriad minor blade weapon injuries from my time in the with my people. We have glaives. They're sharp.
Cav electrocuted Barrowin once.
Yeah, that too. wasn't really an injury.
Pastrana was just feverishly typing all of this.
I dare say that the captain has had difficulty with certain foods as well. If I remember from House Vorin's cooking evenings.
No, Barrowin rolled really well on those resilience rolls.
You always seem discomfited.
That's kind of my normal state. Cav was within 10 feet of me.
I see.
It's all right. It's all right, Captain. That food was very much too much for me as well.
I think I might have some minor fractures today.
I'll
have to get back to you on that.
Slight allergy.
Cav also dropped a box on Barrowin once.
I'll probably think of others that I'm forgetting right now. That lobster really hurt me pretty bad. I'm not entirely thinking straight.
Well, I'm going to do a diagnosis on your current state, don't worry. I meant in the past, you know.
Okay. That's good.
I think we'll have to wait until we actually start playing, though.
Okay, so speaking of dice, we're all rolling cool discipline checks to de-strain.
I got 4 successes and a triumph, so Cav went from unconscious to super awake again. By super awake, I mean at half strain.
Now Cav is comparatively hyper. That's what we need.
Cav just popped a monster, and Cav is fine.
Okay, so I'm not as familiar with this role as I should be. What does it do? Success takes away a strain.
Yeah.
But does advantage take away strain like it normally does, or not?
I've always played it like it does, because it doesn't say otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I've been doing it, so...
Okay, so basically all positive dice take away results take away strain.
Yeah. And I think the book maybe says triumph takes like 3 strain or something. Like I think somewhere they...
Under cool it says triumph on a cool check can do 3 strain, which this is a cool check. So, yeah. All right. So, with that, you have 4 clone troopers. You have 4 clone troopers coming in, one with a light repeating blaster that is scampering down from a giant log, giant tree that has fallen over at the base where they had taken up aim with their repeating blaster. They seem to be getting down and are somewhat running over to Cav, who's just getting up, and then pulling out their emergency med kit. You've got 2 of them who have... They've still got their blaster rifles. They're not pointed at anyone, and their fingers are well away from the triggers, but they aren't, holstered. Or slung, I guess, is a better term. 1 clone trooper with a pauldron and 1 arm.
Is the pauldron over the arm or over the not arm?
I'm going with over the not arm.
As Cav is sitting up, Cav sort of stares at these clone troopers and says,
"Hello, stormtroopers."
Griffin stormtroopers.
This Gan's name is Cav. Cav doesn't know what happened.
What brings all y'all over into this neck of the woods?
Sterno's gonna run over to Barrowin.
Well, this... Go ahead, Barrowin.
Our ship brought us here.
I believe we actually have been on foot for some time now.
And with that, one of the other clone troopers that seem to be standing guard just sort of face palms.
The skin is confused.
Cav is looking towards Barrowin.
We had the beast. It was fine. You didn't need to help. Thanks. We'll just be on our way.
Stern's going to whisper to Barrowin. Permission to lie, Captain.
I was about to say, you might want to, because Cav is about to tell the truth, because that's what Barrowin's taught Cav.
We don't need to sink to their level, Vastrano.
Vastrano's breath catches. He slightly sinks back. All right.
Now, come on. What brings y'all to this middle of nowhere crater? I can see the van that you are in, but I'm sorry to say I don't believe that that's ever going to be moving again. Though Jake might actually be able to strip some parts from it.
Billy looks at the van. I see why you did not go farther.
The
crew is here on important bounty hunter business. Cav has Cav's license.
The droid clears her throat.
What?
The droid touches fingers to her forehead.
This kid is confused. Berwin.
Rafe. Go see to the clanker.
Cav can contend to this crew's droid. Cav would prefer it that way.
It looks more like they're standing guard over it, as opposed to... Or standing guard over Billy, as opposed to trying to help out Billy.
Sure, whatever. Billy just kind of is like, whatever. She straightens her tattered new jacket.
Berwin's going to try to recover her blaster surreptitiously.
Our business is our own.
Mastrona's also going to try to stand up straight and kind of like... pop the straighten the collar a little bit of his nice jacket.
Is Berwin trying to be circumspect about this, or just leaning down, grabbing the thing? And
she's just gonna holster it. She's gonna try not to make it look threatening, but she's not going to like try to obfuscate it either.
In that case, can I get a easy cool check?
Yep. Let's see how this goes. Three successes.
Nice.
Berwin is very cool.
I always thought so.
We very much appreciate your assist.
We do try and keep these Nunos under control, but between them and the Simians, things do seem to get a little out of control at times.
And you can see that the sergeant winces.
Is there going to be anything that you require from us as recompense for the assist, or may we be on our way?
I also hate to shoot myself in the foot. Actually, I don't. I love to shoot myself in the foot.
Thank you for correcting yourself.
That explains a lot.
Cav is covered in droids, and K1 is floating near Cav.
On the other hand, Billy kind of looks like a B2 battle droid.
That is fair.
Kind of. The better class.
We determined that part of Billy was a B2, so that's fair.
Oh, right. So these are clone troopers, and I look like a battle droid. Dots connecting.
Could you leave our droid alone, please?
What the captain, I think, means is that we don't mean any of you any harm, and we would really like to be on our way, as much as we very much appreciate the help.
Well, see, you have us in a bit of a rat pickle here. Your business here may be your own, but so is ours. I'm afraid we're going to have to insist we know why you are here in this crater. Who is the bounty for?
We're trying to find someone called the Pirate Queen.
And with that, you see him go a bit stiff.
Billy is looking pained, in as much a droid with no actual visual facial features can.
You like bare circuitry exposed because of that crit is just like sparking a little extra.
It's one of those things, like, her eye diodes kind of change intensity. Like, they get really bright, like, really? And then they go dim, like, really?
Are you allies or enemies of the Queen?
Now, before anyone does anything that they might regret...
Too late.
Fair enough. The Queen has engaged their services for protection. If you are willing to set your bounty aside and head off... in the direction that you came, that would be the best for everyone involved.
Look at the condition of this crew. Does this crew look like we're in any condition to continue the hunt?
Pastrano's gonna slump.
Berwin's going to look really offended.
Pastrano's trying to help!
Pastrano's going to administer his stim pack with unnecessary viciousness.
Well, me and the lads here, we've been in tougher scrapes. I mean, when the platoon started out here all those years ago, we got into a great many scrapes ourselves.
This crew are not soldiers. Seriously, look at us.
Pastrano's gonna cough.
Cav?
What?
Cav.
Yes?
Perhaps you should allow our captors to speak.
Sorry.
Without interrupting them.
Sorry.
Yeah, Cav, don't make him mad.
With this, the sergeant will take off his helmet, and the sergeant This looks like a mid to early batch of clone. The four of them are wearing phase one armor, which is the Attack of the Clones armor, not the Return of the Revenge of the Sith armor. They also look like they are, as he holds his helmet under his good arm, complexion wise, like obviously clone face, but slick back hair, a little bit of a pompadour look, but absolutely gray. And the clone looks like he could be 70 years old, if a day. It was just going to be you five going up against the queen?
Give or take.
Even with all the small little doodads that the Gant has, I just don't see that you were going to have much of a chance. Though, I guess with great determination, y'all might be able to do it.
We're not alone.
And I definitely gotta respect you turning back one of those Nunos.
Are we playing like clone troopers are a familiar enough sight that we know what they are?
Yeah, like almost all the Clone Wars propaganda and like fight with our troops and that sort of crud was putting the clone troopers in the fore. There was almost nothing about the Jedi, so it's almost entirely like, yeah, this is what a clone trooper looks like.
So the military might of the Republic during the Clone Wars is still something that is sort of discussed, even if it's maybe distorted to make Palpatine look better. Okay. What does the Queen have that makes you think you should help her? I wasn't under the impression that your type really got along with pirates? Law and order and everything?
Supplies and money can help a great deal to help bend some moralities, one might say. I mean, after the Grand Army turned into what it did, we as a platoon decided to stay here and try and protect this planet. And we were out here. Our sergeant at the time took this contract. It seemed like it wasn't doing much. They just came in, they did a bit of work, or did a bit of cargo transfer, and then they left. It was pretty simple. We were out here, we were able to be ourselves, and we weren't getting the strange looks that if you went into any of the cities or towns, we would get.
And you think working for a vicious band of pirates is worth all that, huh?
Well, it mostly keeps our freedom.
I'm waiting for something.
Okay, at this particular point, especially with what Barrowin was just saying, kind of social check are you going for?
I mean, charm is probably the closest thing right now. I could imagine working it up to leadership, but I don't feel like I've made any sufficiently leadery statements yet.
Well, it's technically a hard guilt check.
That's my secret. I'm always guilty.
No, you're trying to make them feel guilty.
Oh, trust me, I have plans for further. But yeah, if you want me to make a charm or something right now, we can do that.
It was heading off in that direction, so I'm thinking that this seems like the...
Are Barrowin and I still engaged? For reasons?
Does Loom work on charm?
Charm, deception, or negotiation?
I am surprised. Yes, yes, you are.
Remind me what Loom actually does.
I give you, if you succeed, I give you 2 advantage. No, you have to actually succeed. On your own.
Here we go. Charm. Activate charm power.
Oh my, what did you just get?
And don't forget 2 advantage in there.
Guys,
what? What? I didn't notice there were 2. Oh, gods.
Well, holy moly, Barrowin's laying it on.
So, on my charm check, I received 2 successes, 3 threat, and 2 triumphs.
So that's only 1 threat in the end.
No, it's still...
No, it's 3 threat. Triumphs don't do anything to threat.
Billy is looming. I supply 2 right. advantages. I just said this.
Yep. So 1 threat. Yeah, well. You're right.
Sorry, the 2 triumphs kind of short-circuited.
I know, right?
Yeah, nothing else matters at that point.
I've been thinking you're right. Fall in. We'll take you someplace where you can heal up and stay the night out from under these environs. It's not too far. You and yours can make it.
I think we can.
And in the morning, we'll show you the way.
Can Cav see to the cruise droid before we are underway?
I'm not poorly, Cav. I can make it.
I do want some guarantee you're not going to mess with our droid here.
Other than the look, this droid has done nothing to us, and we shall not do anything to it.
Her.
Her.
Billy kind of straightens up, like, hey.
I shall endeavor to be as inoffensive as possible. Would you be interested in a game of sabacc?
Not now, Billy.
Cav is going to start standing up slowly, using Cav's rifle as a makeshift walking stick.
Oh, and the soldiers are probably like, no, no, don't put the gun in the... Oh.
Cav is like sticking the stock in the swamp, not the barrel.
Yeah, they're still doing that. It's like, no, oh, why, no. Adam, listening to this, is probably doing the same thing. As it goes, yes, they lead you back to a series of caves in one of the walls. It's in the same general direction that you were going, but instead of it being in a northeast direction, it's almost due east. And as you get to the caves, you can see another clone trooper. This one, as the four getting close, the sergeant, who's introduced himself as Z, puts his helmet back on, gets in, and yells out,
"Right, Troyo, we're back. We brought friends. You can stand down now."
And another clone trooper comes out of hiding, safing his blaster rifle, and you go into a fairly nice-looking set of caves. There's a, like, seating area. Like, it's not, like, homey-homey, but, like, I'm thinking pretty close to, like, Luke's place, actually.
Cav doesn't suppose these troopers have a refresher.
Right, just down here. Take this hole, go to the left. Do not go to the right. No one goes into the right.
Do they watch Cav as Cav goes down that way?
Yes.
Okay, then Cav will not go to the right.
Graf has followed along in behind, sort of limping on with his cane.
Billy, if Graf was coming with Billy, would have kind of hung back to make sure Graf could make it through, just because he's a little unsteady naturally. Well,
yeah, he's not exactly moving well, but he's able to keep up. It's just more like he's got a limp. But as everyone's going, like, it's not, you're not jogging or anything, it's just walking at a reasonable clip, and he's able to keep up with, like, limping.
Do they show us to a room, or?
Yeah, well, they show you to a set of racks. It looks like, this place looks like it was set up for 20 people. And they show you to, there's two short halls where on each hall there's five bed slots. They show you to a, like, there's what looks to be theirs, and there's the one that no one is in. And they show you, like,
if you go here, these are your bunks now. And then over here is a refresher down there to the left. Do not go to the right. And over here is the mess. It's pretty basic, but some of the wildlife around here is just exquisite over a open fire. And please do not put out our fire. We keep it going, but everything is so wet around here, is so dang hard to get a fire going.
The clone that had been lugging the light-repeating blaster along, they're trying to help out Vestrano if Vestrano's trying to do any sort of medical things, but definitely seems to be very, like, every time that Vestrano's having to explain what they're doing, this guy seems to be pretty hard of hearing.
I had been thinking that I was going to kind of wait until they left us alone for me to check everyone out, but if he's already started to like try to check everyone out, then Vistrano is going to immediately get a little touchy because that's his job, and go in and try to take over.
Oak being them, yeah. Well, hard of hearing. I mean, he's been the one. Yeah, he's been shooting off a light repeating blaster without the proper audible or like headphones. So that kind of starts leading over a long period of time to going deaf, at least in one ear. So
if you don't mind, these are my patients. I have all of their medical history in my datapad, and I you don't touch. All right.
Did you even wash your hands?
And yeah, as you get in close, it's like,
all right.
Billy will stand in a corner.
Where did you find this old codger? Like, you don't seem to be a group that hangs around with humans.
We've known a human or two. Probably.
They're all right.
I was going to say one of my previous owners was a human, but I don't think we ever really actually determined that.
Yeah.
Works. I mean, if Astrano doesn't want Oak helping out, he wouldn't really force.
Oh, no. Vistrano will acquiesce. It was just an initial objection.
Okay. In that case, Oak, I'm pretty sure Vistrano is a better medical skill than Two Yellow, so Oak would be adding a boost to any medicine checks that you were doing.
All right, well, Kav is in the necessary, not the necessary. What did you call it? The refresher. So I would be focused on checking up Barrowin to see how Barrowin is doing.
Oh, very badly.
I figured. I had that suspicion with the...
All right. So, medicine away.
I am at my threshold.
It still would be an average check, I believe.
Yuck. All right. Well, despite the fact that Vistrano is excellent at this, he only got
one boost.
Oh, right. I forgot. Sorry. Ha! He got one success and two advantage on that medical check. So, I should be used to this by now. I have two ranks in service, three. Da, 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 da. So that's one. So I'm going to heal three and two advantage. So I would heal three wounds and two strain. That's not a great roll. Sorry.
It's fine. It takes me a little ways away from my threshold.
And then, yeah, at this point, I'm figuring Kev is wandering back.
Yeah, Kev is probably still pretty disgusting, given Kev doesn't have a change of clothes or anything. And Kev has fallen down in the swamp twice. But Kev has tried to clean up the best that Kev could, kind of washing away the muck and grime from Kev's face and hands. The one, like, compound eye is, I don't know if bug eyes would swell, but we're gonna say yes, I guess, for the, you know, purposes of demonstrating an injury from where Cav got punched in the face by a monkey. And of course Cav's shirt is still soaked through with whatever passes for Gan blood from the injury earlier.
Is it iridescent?
We could say yes. I actually imagine it's probably more like green gloppy goo, like bug guts, you know,
with a slight oil swick.
So Cav will step back in.
Someone else can use the refresher now. Billy, would Billy like Cav to look at you?
If you are feeling well enough.
Cav is fine, Cav is fine.
Vistrano's eyebrows raise.
K1, give Cav some light.
And I'm going to try to work on repairing Billy.
All right. If I remember right, you have your toolkit along. Are you looking to do the crit or wounds?
Both. One and then the other. So why don't we start off with the wounds?
All right. How many wounds does Billy have?
Six. So I'm, like I said, I'm not badly off. I'm just not great.
What's your threshold?
That's a good question. 15.
All right, so that's a one purple check.
All right, four yellow, two boosts from K1 versus one purple. Five successes, four advantages, and a triumph. So Billy, with my machine mender talent, you're going to heal 7 wounds. So that's gone. 4 strain, and can that triumph remove the crit?
Yes. Yes, it can.
And the crit is gone, and Cav only had to pay 1 strain because of At the Brink to do it.
Nice.
So Cav is very, very good at what Cav does and just starts, cleaning up Billy and kind of rewiring damaged circuits, pulling out a few replacement parts to replace what needs to be fixed. That spark can get shut down in short order. And it's probably, 10, 15 minutes of work. Cav is shutting the panels on Billy. And, we'll go to, slump in a corner.
Your droid is golden. I only had 2 strain, by the way, if you want to use 2.
Then in that case, I will use 2 of those advantages to fix some of my strain as Cav feels a little bit better about getting to do what Cav is naturally good at. And then Cav will go sit down in a corner.
There's bunks right there that were given to us.
Yeah.
Cav's clothes are really gross.
Cav, use a bunk.
Guiding Cav to bunk.
Vestrano, are you all right?
Yes, I'm very, very well, actually. Vestrano will put his hand on Barrowin's shoulder. Maybe you should use the refresher while I take a look at Cav.
Yeah, don't take no for an answer.
We need to get back to the ship and heal you up a little bit better.
I'll be fine, but I appreciate the concern.
All right. And then he'll go over and look at Cav.
Cav is fine.
I thought Barrowin didn't want us to lie.
The scan doesn't want to hold the group back.
I think we're going to be here for a bit if you would permit me to try to help you a little.
Cav nods slightly. So I don't think I've taken wounds since the last time you healed me, though. So is it just the crit we haven't attempted to heal yet?
Yeah, completely not attempted.
All right, we didn't have time. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a hard critical injury on me. That's why I keep taking strain whenever I do an action.
Okay. All right, Sterna's gonna...
Use a point.
Yeah, absolutely use a point, because that is a really bad critical injury.
It is.
It really is. In this situation, then, how does that... Yes, I will do that.
Give you a green die since you are maxed out on yellows.
Yeah, I've got yellow, green. All right. 4 success and 2 advantage.
So does that mean that the crit's done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gone. Yeah. So Cav is now crit free.
Thank goodness.
I'm guessing this does, this probably does take a little while, kind of, because you're...
Yeah, this would.
Yeah, Vestrano is going to make Cav lay down and stop moving and permit Cav to only do a little bit of small talk while Vestrano actually takes the proper amount of time to try to deal with the problem.
And this actually would be fairly... as much as Vestrano's able to do with local anesthetics, this still would be a fairly painful thing for Cav.
I was about to say, Cav probably was trying to talk at first, and when you told Cav to basically shut up in the nice Vestrano way, Cav does go quiet except for probably just making pained noises that K1 does not translate as you work.
As soon as Cav does that, Vestrano's actually going to say, actually, I would like you to talk. Can you tell me a story of how you built K1? And then, get on in there, as soon as Cav starts to, try to tell the story.
Actually, Cav did not build K1. K1 was bonded with Cav to, Cav was a maintenance worker, and...
And Cav will continue talking and going through that. And probably K1 chimes in here or there to provide, points if Cav starts to trail off, trying to help keep Cav's mind on the story.
Every time Vestrano is going to go in to foam up some really particularly nasty gouge, Vestrano will just pester for more deep technical data that Vestrano does not understand.
wires carry currents or something.
Encouraging Kav to just nerd out to distract.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Kav will probably go to sleep shortly after the operation's done, I would imagine. I mean, if you're full of anesthetic and somebody's, you know, all of a sudden pain is gone, somebody's done digging around in your guts, you know, foaming together your carapace again.
And, like, as that's happening, Berwin's off in the fresher, probably getting done relatively, like, not too far into it. But you've got Zeke, the one-armed leader.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk to Zeke. I also want to briefly talk to Graf at some point.
And Vistrano's just going to disappear off to the refresher for a bit.
I was figuring Zeke would want to try to talk to Billy a bit, but I'd also sort of figure, like, shortly after that starts, Berwin would get out of the fresher and, like, join in.
Okay.
Going for a little less, like, vain than that, but sure.
for listeners, I was Vistrano's disappearing into the fresher. I said, for a while, so for a long while, comb, pomade. What, do you think Vistrano's more of a styling gel person? Hair glue?
I feel like he gets in there and he just washes his hands vigorously like four times and then just slumps against the wall and starts breathing very deeply. But then also, like, you know, runs a clean hand through the hair just to straighten that out.
Zeke's looking at, or like sort of sitting next to Billy, and glad to see one of your kind getting up to a good job, not like what them Trade Federation sorts did back in the war.
While it is true that I am apparently part battle droid, and I do apologize for any discomfort, while I apologize for any discomforture you may experience in my presence, I will assure you that I am no longer trained in that aspect.
She'll get out her cart, and as she moves, if he kind of is eyeballing her, she does it very slowly and you know, pops the deck off her wrist, that little pouch that she has, and she just does some shuffling tricks, you know, bridge, the extended kind of flip.
All right. And yeah, he's mostly just sort of watching the tricks. It's like,
this is my trade now.
I definitely envy you being able to change your trade like that. Really wish that we were able to.
I understand that such changes are not as easy for biologics. But at the same time, you do have benefits that I may only consider. Are you alone here? Did they just leave you?
Yeah. By the time the war ended on Sulukamai, the Jedi were long gone. So when the order happened, there wasn't anyone to carry it out on. And the 20 of us decided to try and protect this area. Make sure that people got on. And for a great while it did. But age, and we're not the most careful kind of people. Our lifestyle just sort of caught up with us, being a small mercenary group. And at this point, he's just sort of looking straight into the fire as you're talking to him.
Yeah, Billy has no context for what he's talking about with the war. That's a little bit before her memory wipe. But, you know, she's used to tables and stories and thoughtful people, so she's kind of letting him talk, and every once in a while she'll do a specific trick, kind of just like a little flashy thing just to kind of catch the eye.
Oh, absolutely.
When Berwin comes out, if Berwin wishes to join, you know, she'll kind of indicate an open seat.
Yeah, I'm sort of figuring about this time Berwin would be back from the fresher.
Okay, yeah, Berwin will join them.
So someone finally put a bounty on the Pirate Queen, and someone intends to collect. I did not expect this day to ever happen.
Well, that's the plan anyway.
It started off that way, but it's only been somewhat recently that they've moved back to this location. We've mostly been keeping things like the Nunos and the other sorts away.
Why did they move back here?
They never really told us. They just dropped off a bunch of supplies and said it might get busy again. And we were getting low, so we didn't really look a gift Bantha in the mouth.
When Zeke said it might get busy again, is there any kind of giveaway that says it did get busy again?
Actually, the opposite.
So it seems like they said it might get busy again, but nothing's happened yet from what we're seeing.
At least from what we've seen. Like, there's only enough of us for one patrol now instead of a few, but the way that everything's gone, the five of you has been the busiest that this place has been.
Lucky us.
And if it wasn't for your driver there, there's no way we would have ever found you.
We do tend to make an entrance. Or an exit.
So I can see. Kind of wish we had time to toss a tracker on that, Nuna. They make some fine eating.
I feel as though there may be a questionable cost-benefit ratio in such an endeavor.
After what you did to it, its digestive tract isn't part of the eating.
I do not believe the foam is toxic either, but that is not generally a concern of mine.
It's the size of a starfighter and is drooling fire. How hard could it be to track down?
Right. We might just have to send an element after it, assuming the Thalos don't get to it.
Would those be the simians you referenced?
Yes.
Cav cries in her sleep.
The Thalos.
I was about to make that joke, like Cav wakes up suddenly, monkeys! And then passes out.
No monkey stuff!
Well, you can consider that one on us.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
We've got this opportunity. I want to get some more information that might be of use.
I mean, I think we can just ask them, right? Like, we don't necessarily have to trick them into it. They don't seem
Billy would like to be subtle. Loyal. Not necessarily shifty. Well, okay, entirely shifty, but...
Sure.
Well, Barrowin will probably just ask point blank, and if Billy sees opportunities to be subtle off of that, then Billy can absolutely do that.
So, just to be clear here, is this a temporary truce, or...?
Oh, even if you don't succeed in taking out the Pirate Queen from here, they're going to change bases pretty quick, and most likely burn this one, which means we're out of a job. And as you pointed out, they're most certainly not the most upstanding sort.
Well, if you help us, we can help you.
Now, what sort of help are you wanting?
Information, for a start.
What sort of information are you looking for?
What are we walking into?
It's an old Separatist facility. Small, bit of an outpost, but it was hardened enough that we would have needed good 40 troopers to take it properly. You definitely have to be careful of the entrance. They've got murder holes up and down the sides next to the entrance. But if you know about them ahead of time, I believe you, with your crew, would be able to handle them.
Yeah, we're okay at what we do.
There's a vehicle. There's a speeder entrance on the bottom. And on the top, there's enough room to land a shuttle. Communications in there with hyperspace or hypercoms connection. And, we haven't been in there in a while. They used to just keep a small caretaker group in there, but it's grown something fierce since. I'm not exactly sure what they have for actual people in there. Pirates are a mercurial group.
I'm not sure if Barrowin would think to ask if they have anti-air defenses, but if Billy wanted to think of that.
Billy, at this point, is kind of listening, letting Barrowin be... Like, Barrowin apparently hit a nerve, and they're being very helpful, so Billy doesn't really want to break this balance. So she's just going to kind of keep quiet for a little bit. She's listening for anything that she should ask about, though. I didn't know if Barrowin would think to ask what is to the right. Like, if that's actually just another entrance. But...
What is to the right? Oh, right.
I keep thinking of the Goonies, but the Goonies is stay to the right!
No, I don't think Barrowin is focusing on what's to the right.
Are we currently connected to this facility? Is that what is to the right?
That is our mausoleum. It would be proper to not go in there.
I'll make sure my crew steers clear.
That's quite appreciated.
They've given us a lot of information here. And they have, in a way, given themselves, like, away. There's not a lot of room for them to... How many of them are there, out of curiosity?
A grand total of 5. And it looks like each one of them is pretty battle-scarred.
Are they all sitting around the fire with us, or is it just him?
Him and one other, but the other one looks a little on the out of its side. Like, every time, it kind of looks like he's got bad memory. Like, every time that they're going out for getting food, they'll, like, pat him on the shoulder and carefully tell him, yeah, come with us and get food, that sort of thing. And they just, the other three essentially just sort of kind of mother him, is about the best way I can put it.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha, like shell-shocked and someone's keeping an eye on him.
Pretty much something close to that, yeah. And yeah, the medic is hard of hearing. The one of them seems to be a bit, have something wrong with his eyesight. And the one who's the cook just seems to, his hands shake a little. Like, they're all looking like they have been very... It doesn't look like they've come through their experiences in the last while that unscarred. Each one of them has a very sort of visible scar to it.
Okay, so Billy is continuing her flipping and whatnot, and passes just kind of casually a card to the commander and a card to Barrowin, and then another card to the commander and another card to Barrowin, and she just kind of indicates they should look at the cards. And as the commander would flip his cards, as Zeke would flip his cards, sorry, I'm looking at words. He would have the 5 of sabers and the commander of sabers. And Barrowin would have the idiot and the card for endurance. And Billy flips one card herself, and it is the mistress of coins. She kind of looks from one to the other and says, "Of course, this is mere chance, but there are those who would read portents." And as she says that, she can technically control the pulse that changes the cards. But when she plays a general sabacc game, she doesn't do this, but she's doing this intentionally. So she does the pulse that changes the cards. And because she was the housebot, she has some power she shouldn't. And the change in cards for the commander, or for Zeke, sorry, I'm looking at the word commander. The change for Zeke goes to the ace of sabers and the star. And Barrowin's change to the master of coins and the 6 of flasks. And Billy's changes to the evil one. And she just kind of shrugs and says, "Endurance, sabers, commanders, evil. It really means nothing, but there are thoughts to consider." And she just kind of takes the cards back, shuffles them in, and puts them away. And then she says, "I believe I shall allow you to continue the conversation without me." And steps away. If you want me to roll a check of some variety to kind of just get Zeke being thoughtful, I will.
No, I think that just sort of worked out pretty nice role-playing wise. I'm not really thinking that there's a check that's needing to be made. You do have a very interesting clanker there.
I'm trying to figure out if I should be offended by that word. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Have you ever lost anyone because of a decision you made?
A few times. Not my proudest moments.
How do you deal with it?
Well, at this point, Zeke looks almost like he's looking for some portents inside the fire. And I've worked to make sure that their brothers have survived at least as much as I can. When I came into command, we were at about half strength. The first platoon, we've tried to keep our honor. And for the most part, we have. Our contract was for something honorable, even though it was with someone who is very dishonorable. They have kept their end, and we have kept ours. And I have tried to keep the honor of my brothers, even in their death. That doesn't get easier. Always that emptiness.
Baron will stand up and just say, I appreciate your generosity with us, and I'm going to do my best to make sure we don't cause you any trouble.
He'll stand up and, oh, the trouble that you've caused has already happened. We can only deal or not. And if we don't deal, we wouldn't be clone troopers.
I'm going to get some rest. We've got a long day tomorrow. And today has been a very long day.
You rest up and might want to see that doctor of yours. At least a little bit more before heading off.
I'll be fine. He's already patched me up. She says with 12 wounds still, so...
At this point, you turn around and Vistrano's standing there. Vistrano's standing there, arms crossed.
Yeah, actually, Vistrano comes out of the other room just looking rather haggard, flops onto a bunk.
Baron will excuse herself and head to the bunks as well.
The good news is Gan can't snore if they don't have lungs.
No, but you know what you probably do? You probably, like, twitch your exoskeleton in your sleep so you rattle like a Kodomo from Miyazaki.
Or so mandibles click together like the grinding of teeth.
So it's just click, 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 click. Yes.
In which case, is there anything else anyone's wanting to do here or on the way?
What happens? I mean, I don't need to sleep. But after this conversation kind of winds down and my teammates are all in bed. But I don't need to go to sleep the same way they do. So I'm kind of keeping an eye on what the others are doing. Do they kind of stay at the fire? Do they set up?
You're talking the other clone troopers?
Yes. Like
two of them are cleaning their rifles. The one after coming out of the bunks with Vistrano from helping, they break down the light repeating blaster and do a cleaning on it, putting it back together. They mostly do equipment work. Some of it looks like it's almost a meditation for them. Like they've got the big piece of cloth out over one of their picnic tables, and it looks just, you can almost sort of see like grease smudges where different pieces go, and these things are like perfectly in them. They do that, then they go back together. They take them to a corner, fire off one shot, make sure that it shoots proper, and yeah, otherwise it's cleaning. Couple of them talk, like two of them are talking, the two other ones, Jack and Rafe, are telling about your encounter to Toho, about the big Nuno rearing up, trying to eat the droid, trying to eat the Salonian, and then the grenades and that, really playing up the like bravery and happenstance of the way that the Nuno was driven off.
If there's a moment when they're all kind of quieting down and the sergeant is either just kind of doing a quick scope of what's going on or looking at the fire again, Billy will just quietly say, there is no easy change if you stay where you are. It is best to move forward into a new path. And she just kind of nods up at the sky and touches her wrist, like reminding the sergeant about the star.
Okay.
And then she just kind of says good night and nods her head and eyes power down.
Just one brief thing. I feel like Vistrano has fallen asleep for about an hour and then wakes back up with a start. Baron, are you awake?
Well, I am now.
Did you tell Vrebo that we were staying overnight?
We forgot, Kevin!
One moment. Barrowin takes out her comlink. Hey, Vrebo.
Yes?
We're spending the night in a cave.
Are you okay?
Last thing Vrebo heard was Cav screaming.
Everybody's
fine now. How are you?
Well, after dodging some people shooting at this guy on fire, things seem to have been pretty okay.
Oh, well, just lay low. We'll call you in the morning.
All right. Do you want a pickup?
Eventually. We'll figure it out tomorrow.
Okay.
Just, you know, make yourself as stealthy as possible.
Aye, Captain.
Baron will turn off her comlink, look back at Mastrano and say,
yes, I did.
Mastrano will crack an almost kind of smirky smile. I figured you had. Good night, Captain.
Monkeys!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydean Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
You can find me, Christine, and Cav on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 12th Night with a K. If you want to hear more from me, episode 1 of The Glass Dagger, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition actual play I'm a part of, is now available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and over at CompleteKnight.com, which is also Knight with a K.
You can find me, Brandon, on Twitter at Blue of the Kin.
And you can suggest better uses of her Shabbat cards to Billy at Leslet GS.
And Britt at Atomic Firebird.
We are all at thehydeanway.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydean Way.
Our podcasts are on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can holocom us at heroes@thehydeanway.com.
I guess if you like what you...
You don't say about
Patreon.com/thehydeanway.
Rewind.
You like what we do and you want to support the show, you can still find us patreon.com/thehydeanway, even if I can't talk.
Or you can donate a calf to us at ko.fi.com/.
Or more stim packs.
I thought about saying stim pack, but then I was like, wait a minute, is it going to sound like we're soliciting drugs? So I stopped myself, Billy, and now I regret it.
Leslie and I went there anyway.
We could also use some more.
Or you can donate a stim pack to us at KO.
Repair patches, too.
You want to donate a death stick?
No. Bad.
And scene. Obligation roll.
Obligation. Vestrano's betrayal triggers.
Oh, no! Wow. I don't even remember what this is.
Oh, no.
I mean, other than stabbing Berwin like 17 times with Stimple. Because you could stab him before.
That's true. The like mechanically correct thing to do is Vestrano does it before she goes back to sleep. And then Vestrano does it again in the morning.
Technically, if we have additional stim packs, that would be a good idea to do on Cav as well. Cav only has one, so I'm trying to hold on to it.
I have three. So, as they're all lying down, Billy's eyes power down. Billy's eyes power up. Rummage, rummage, rummage. Stab. Psst.
Ow.
Go back to sleep. Straightens up, goes for the captain. Stab. Psst.
Ow.
Go back to sleep. Looks at Vestrano. Does Vestrano need stabbed? Does Vestrano need one? Britt.
I was muted. I'm sorry. I've been trying to talk for the last 5 minutes, and I thought that you guys were just, like, ignoring me, because I said I had 13 stim packs, and then Billy was like, well, I'll stab, and I'm like, okay, no one wants to use mine.
Yeah, if you
want to
restock me in the morning, that's great. But
I will do that. I've been trying to heal you guys for 5 minutes.
Does Vestrano have... Is Vestrano wounded?
Okay. No. But But his pride was a little for, you know, Billy doing all the stim packing, but it's fine.
Well, you went to sleep.
That is true. Vastrana was sleeping. Negligence.